The US go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, we do have things to talk about today. There is no question about it. Welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. As always, presented by the great law firm, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, bringing you soccer coverage for years. And a big thank you to the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor, DaspitLaw.com. Brian McDonald continuing on tonight like the all-action box-to-box midfielder that he would be if he was on my team. Streaming at ESPN975.com. He is on our team. He's on the Soccer Matters team. Call in number 713-780-3776. A lot of interesting things happening today. You got a little rise in the Dynamo fans here today. Who, by the way, I want to just remind people. There is an educated fan base out there. I just had to say that. They have knowledge. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. Griffin Dorsey now will go to Orlando. We'll talk about that tonight. Talk a little bit about the Houston Dynamo heading into their opener. A lot of Champions League talk. Really cool interview with Eloy Room, who is the goalkeeper for Curaçao. And he will be, barring anything, he will be in goal for Curaçao and Dick Advocaat in the opening World Cup game at Energy Stadium, which will be renamed Houston Stadium. But he will be in goal against Germany. Really interesting interview with him, what it meant. And this is where the expanded 48-team World Cup shows off the pro side of it. The pro side of it is it allows other teams to get in countries that maybe would never have gotten in, like Cape Verde Islands, like Curaçao. And it's a really, really interesting interview. You'll like that one. We've got Buzz Carrick, as each and every week as we get into the season, I'm going to profile the MLS teams in Texas. So he'll talk FC Dallas. A lot of similarities between FC Dallas and the Houston Dynamo, by the way, and the way they go about their business. We will eventually get Austin FC on here, and then I will also do San Antonio FC since they are in the USL. Twitter and Instagram, at Glenn Davis Soc, at Soccer Matters GD, YouTube Soccer Matters, TikTok Soccer Matters, Facebook Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters, and LinkedIn Glenn Davis. We're going all out, folks. We're going all out. Up to the World Cup, we're shoving content out like there's no tomorrow. It's a well-oiled machine. We put our last video out about the Houston Astrodome and the history that's occurred there. I hope everybody got an opportunity to see that about the eighth wonder of the world. And when Real Madrid played West Ham United there, that was only 9 months, believe it or not, after England won the World Cup in 66. And in that game between Real Madrid, there were three players. Bobby Moore was the captain, lifted the World Cup trophy, legendary English player. Jeff Hurst, at that time, was the only man to have scored a hat-trick in a World Cup final, the only man to do it. He held that record for 58 years until the last World Cup in Qatar, where Kylian Mbappe had a hat-trick, but they lost to Argentina. And it doesn't stick in my brain as much, the Mbappe hat-trick, as the Jeff Hurst one was. That's probably because Argentina won with Leo Messi. There's another little fact I want to tell you back. Back before the Dynamo came here in 2006, I went to a dinner with Oliver Luck and a couple other people, and the president of Club America at that time, it was Javier Perez Teufer, if my memory serves me right. He wanted to lease the Astrodome, put a team in Major League Soccer that would and only sell the lower bowl seats. That was back before the San Jose Earthquakes relocated here, and we got the gift of the Earthquakes, and then the Dynamo won the two titles. But that's an interesting story, and I was there for that because never know what would have happened. Would they have tried to do a Chivas USA and fill the team with, you know, League MX players? Or you saw Chivas thought that they could come in and gauge the league, and they thought that they could be competitive with a second team of younger players and less experienced players, and they got smoked. They got absolutely destroyed. So I hope you get a chance to see the video. It's everywhere. It's on TikTok. It's on YouTube. It's also on Twitter. It's getting a lot of looks. I think people are really enjoying this. And each and every week, I'm going to surprise you with something different. It might be soccer history. It might be iconic places that people from around the world are going to want to come and visit in Houston. The likes, all of that stuff, the comments, the opinions, the reposts. Would love for you to keep doing that stuff. Saturday, the Dynamo will kick off against the Chicago Fire. That'll be a home game. We just saw a move from the Dynamo. Griffin Dorsey is on his way to Orlando, replacing Alex Freeman. If you remember, he's going to La Liga in Spain. So there might have been some urgency there from Oscar Perea and Orlando City. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. By the way, I did focus on West Ham because they had won the World Cup, the three guys on the field. But there was also a very famous player on Real Madrid, Francisco Gento. And he played in the 66 World Cup for Spain. 713-780-3776. Additionally, that game in the Astrodome in 1967, April 19th, Real Madrid of Spain against England's West Ham United, was on artificial surface. It had yet to be named AstroTurf. First ever game in a domed stadium. So imagine those players going out on artificial surface that had very rarely played on it. So pretty amazing. I figured we would get some Griffin Dorsey talk here tonight. So let's go to, I think it's Urien. Urien, you're on. What's up?
Yes, hello. First time caller. Just wanted to see your thoughts about Griffin Dorsey.
Yeah.
I was kind of like in shock because how pivotal and important and the leadership he brought to the team and what was like a season of a lot of downs and not that much ups, and was really excited for this upcoming season because of the transfers they brought in, and it just reminded me of the whole Mikael transfer that they did last year, and they just sold a pivotal player in the defense and wasn't able to replace him in time. And I feel like that's going to happen again with Griffin Dorsey. So I'll just hang up and just hear your thoughts about it. Thank you.
Urien, thank you very much for calling, and don't be a stranger. Okay, so I was going to wait until the second segment, but I think Urien's going to get us into it. Okay, so what he said about Griffin Dorsey is true. Big piece of the Dynamo. He was a big piece of the attack. 161 appearances, 15 goals, 37 assists, 2,900 minutes. A guy that doesn't get injured very much. Got his opportunity under Tab Ramos in the beginning. We saw him grow, work extremely hard. This guy's story was an exceptional story to get where he got to. Orlando City is going to get a reported 1 million plus incentives in GAM. And he's been a 5-year starter for the Houston Dynamo. He is the player that brought width on the right side of the field. He's in the last year of his contract. Had that memorable goal in the Open Cup. Great energy. Truly a fan favorite. When I had him out at Senate Avenue Brewing, he said, wow, I wish I could do this more. And I'm like, you can do this as much as you want. Because I think he really got it, Griffin. And that's, yeah, he's a popular player based on the attendance we get. Now, Orlando City needed a right back because Alex Freeman is heading off to Spain. Orlando City sold him for $7 million to Villarreal. So they can now take a million whatever out of that cachet on his sale. And by the way, he was a homegrown, which makes it even more important. He was a homegrown. Their sporting director, Ricardo Moreira, said, we want to see more Alex Freeman. So they believe in bringing their homegrowns through, their locals. And that's an American player. We're actually losing an American starter. We may only have one American starter, Jack McGlynn. Or maybe Dwayne Holmes counts. So made sense for Orlando City. They get a guy who's going to be an easy fit. I mean, he's not going to need any time to get in. I mean, he's going to fit in really, really easy. I think it begs the bigger question. What type of club is the Houston Dynamo? And I think where we can be a little bit critical of the Dynamo is they don't really communicate what they're trying to be or we don't really know what the vision and the plan is ever. The communication is not great. All I can surmise right now is that this is a selling club, and we're going to be like FC Dallas. We're going to be middle of the pack. If we make the playoffs and keep selling players, that's fine. Every once in a while, we're going to splash a little bit more cash to be competitive. But what really is the long term? And I'm excited to see the new players. I haven't seen them, and I won't be at the stadium, sadly, after 30 years in Major League Soccer. And believe me, on Saturday, not being behind a microphone calling a game, I will definitely be sad, but hey, life goes on, right? So I think it's a selling soccer club, and I think this is the owner, and I think anytime he can pick off $1 million, he's going to do it. But the problem is if you don't communicate, and they're not going to want to communicate that, hey, we're a selling club. They're not going to want to communicate that. So if they don't communicate that, then it leaves us all outside to speculate and think about where we're at. So when we saw Mikael go, we saw Coco go, and we saw Brooklyn Reigns go, what does the fan base think? They go, wow, lack of ambition. We're not trying to win an MLS Cup. All right, so this year we're spit-shining it. We're bringing in some good players. I think I'm excited to see some of these Brazilians and everything. But big picture, that's what I try to redirect all of you to. I think everybody just gauges a team based on the talent, the way the team plays, and winning. That's important, no question. But I also want to say that's directly related to a front office of a club and an owner. And you know we haven't gotten good communication from the top. I mean, bringing Tim Howard in to talk about a market that he knows nothing about and pretend he's an executive of a soccer team, that's not respectful to Houstonians and people that want to follow this team. There's not enough reaching out. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in the front office that are doing a lot of good things. But the vision, the direction, the leadership is the real struggle here. So getting back to Dorsey, both teams are going to lose players who are pretty identifiable. Orlando City's losing Alex Freeman, who, by the way, impressive in the World Cup, in the run-up Gold Cup and getting games. This kid's really blossomed. He's an incredible athlete, but he's going to make the World Cup roster because, number one, he's versatile. Number two, he can play the right back position or the right side. He can deputize for Dest or even give him a break at the right time during the World Cup. But he also plays a center back in a three-back system. So his versatility is going to get him. He's going to get him there. The other thing about Dorsey, just to this season and the opener against Chicago, you're going, wow, okay, this is interesting. We got something interesting going on here. We got a Dynamo setup now that looks like it's going to be with three center backs. And Eric Svechenko is one of them, Antonio Carlos, and Halter, the new guy. And then we're going to have Lawrence Sonali on the left going up and down. He's going to have to defend more. Means he's not going to get isolated as much higher up the field with the ball and fresh. He's going to have to come from deeper. And then we're going to have Dorsey on the right. So now that all goes out the window. Because Dynamo are going to bank this cash, and then they're going to see if they can solve this problem within the team, which that can happen. You have another transfer window in the summer. If it doesn't work out, you're likely going to move Andrade when he gets comfortable into the left back position. You can put Anali in the right back position. So now you don't really get to see that. So Andrade can go to the left side. Franco Negri has got to be involved in this conversation. I haven't seen him play. He can play on the left. Anali, though, if he's going to play one of these deep-lying, you know, wide positions, and he's going to have to spend legitimate time defending in his own third of the field or own half of the field, you're keeping him farther away from goal. If McGlynn is coming back to be one of two holding midfielders in the absence of Artur, now you've taken your long-range threat away a little bit. He's going to get the ball not higher up the field like he was getting, and we like Jack McGlynn a lot. Look, the Dynamo may have a plan. My gut is they're going to try to solve it the way I just mentioned it to you. And if they really need to go get another outside back, they're not going to be in any rush to do it because 18 of 30 teams make the playoffs. How many times have I said that? It's just the great neutralizer. It's the great 18 teams making the playoffs is the great fallback position. It's when you can say, and it's just the way the league is. But that means you're not urgent to make moves. Look what happened to Ricardo Pepi. He had its great, I don't know, it was like a $40 million move to Fulham. It was all contingent upon if PSV could get another striker. PSV couldn't get the striker. Turned the deal down, basically, to remain competitive and didn't allow Pepi to go to Fulham. That's a hell of a statement. Heck of a statement. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to work for you nights and weekends, 24 hours. Car, boat, motorcycle, you get in an accident, you got to have the best in a personal injury attorney. And the best is the Daspit Law Firm. John has been bringing soccer to the airwaves and his firm for so many years, and we're very appreciative. That is our anchor sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Let's take a break. Let's come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Like a rolling stone, keep moving like a rolling stone. We keep moving, moving like a rolling stone. Keep it moving like a rolling, keep it like a keep moving, moving like a rolling stone. Keep moving like a rolling stone. We keep moving, moving like a rolling stone. Keep it moving like a rolling.
I'm free to do what I want.
You're listening to Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Yeah, you watch. Griffin Dorsey's going to have an outstanding season this year for Orlando. Sometimes change is good. This is a remix sampling Rolling Stone song, I'm Free. All right, 713-780-3776. Love to get your reaction on the Griffin Dorsey move. What's your feeling ahead of the Dynamo against Chicago this weekend? We had some good Champions League stuff today. Galatasaray 5-2 over Juventus. Juventus was up 2-1 in that game. Weston McKennie was playing it. They got a guy sent off, Cabal, in the 67th, and then Galatasaray kind of poured it on there. Monaco got two goals in the first 18 minutes from U.S. national team striker Follerin Balogun, and then succumbed to Paris Saint-Germain 3-2, which was too bad. Jose Mourinho at home with Benfica taking on his former team Real Madrid, and it was Real Madrid 1-0 winners. Vinicius Jr., sometimes I call him Fictitious Jr., but Vinicius Jr., who has been told by Carlo Ancelotti, along with Neymar, you two guys better get in real shape for the 2026 World Cup, and I don't think that's just physical shape. I think that is mental shape and being a part of a team. Carlo Ancelotti has been seen down at the big parades and the festival down in Brazil. Borussia Dortmund 2-0 over Atalanta in that one. Wrexham is going to play Chelsea. How about that? That story continues to be a pretty crazy one. Wrexham, in a lot of ways, has really gotten a lot of people interested in soccer through that show. But the two actors. Our sponsors, Senate Avenue Brewing, Slip Sliders, Cactus, Lamont Brands, Hugh O'Connor's, LSSE.net, Snowdrop Foundation is one of our big partnerships, and shout out to our friends at Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Thursday, I'm going to be out at Texas Rodeo Saloon in Katy. Networkers, we're going to talk about a lot of different things going on. Legacy, discussing the World Cup, football overall. It's 531 South Mason Road, 7 to 10. So I'm going to be the keynote speaker at that event. Looking forward to that. And there's going to be a lot of really intelligent, fun people out there. So you want to network ahead of World Cup 2026 and get some good messaging and learn something. I'm going to learn a lot from a lot of other people out there. Head out there on Thursday, Texas Rodeo Saloon, 7 to 10 p.m. Jurgen Klopp's agent Mark Kosicki has claimed that both Manchester United and Chelsea have approached the German manager following his departure from Liverpool. So that's not really a surprise. Bayern Munich goalkeeper Manuel Neuer out of action for several weeks, calf injury. And what else do we have here? Philadelphia Union sporting director Ernst Tanner continues to be under investigation by MLS. Since Lionel Messi joined Inter Miami, the club's revenue has risen from $56 million to, what does it say here? Some crazy number. Neymar returned from injury for Santos. And that's about that. So let's take a look at the Dynamo. Eric Svechenko. Well, Jonathan Bond, all he needs to do is be steady, eliminate mistakes. A couple of them last year, but that's when you're getting that much of a ball as a goalkeeper. You know, there's teams that have a rule. Once you play once to the goalkeeper, you don't play back to him again. But with stability in front of him, I think he's going to have an even better year if he can get that. And I think on his own, he's got to earn you 9 to 12 points with special games. He's got to win you games maybe you shouldn't win. I say that a lot. Eric Svechenko now is 34. He's on the backside. Probably lost the step a little bit. Tremendous experience, intelligence. Last year was injured a lot. Can he hold up? And pace will be the issue with Eric and how they set the team up. Antonio Carlos will probably be one of these three if we're basing it on the last game. And then Lucas Halter, the new Brazilian pickup. EC Vitória, 25 years of age. So you got two center backs, 32 and 34 years old. You got one who's 25. And I guess that's why it'll be interesting to see how the Dynamo play and if McGlynn actually plays pretty deep next to Buzat in midfield. But you're likely going to want to protect them. Buzada's from Vélez Sarsfield, the Argentine player. He's 31. Jack McGlynn's going to, looks like, in the last preseason game, drop a little bit deeper, which takes away some of his attacking stuff. But, you know, you have to make choices as a coach. Ben Olsen has to do that. McGlynn is pushing to make a World Cup squad. He wants to go to Europe. So the powerful running of Griffin Dorsey is going to go now to Orlando City. 713-780-3776 if you were at any of the preseason games. Love your observations. 713-780-3776. So then we move into kind of the front three. Guillerme had a hat trick against New York Red Bulls, 31 years old. By the way, be very careful making too much judgment on preseason. Just be careful. I would also say there's nothing wrong with saying you feel the roster is better because it does look better. And there's going to be people on the outside looking in. Where's Linger going to fit in here? Where's Hector Herrera going to fit in here? There's Dwayne Holmes. Is he now going to be a starter maybe on that right side? Who knows? Guillerme's 31 years old, $2.1 million key signing. And he's got to unlock Ponce, as does his team. Ezequiel Ponce, time to put up. If he's got the right supporting cast here as a DP, he needs 15-plus goals. You need a goal scorer. Enough of this scoring goals by committee. You got to have a goal scorer. Can they get him facing the goal to attack things, or is he going to continue to run into midfield all season long and play with his back to goal? That was a big problem last year. By the way, we don't need him back defending. If you don't have faith in nine guys being able to defend, something's wrong. You have to leave a target high up the field. I just don't agree with that. By the way, you leave a target up the field, they got to leave at least one guy back. Back in my day, it was you kept two. You had one side by side with the guy and then another guy 5 yards in front. Well, that's different now. But he's got to score goals. And then the DP. Tejas Bogusz has got to get behind the lines. This is a guy trying to go to the World Cup with Poland. Got to make plays as a DP. He's got to make plays. He's not a traditional 10. He's going to get behind an opponent's midfield. He can also be a threat behind. And the Dynamo are going to have to be able to, if they are back defending, they got to get some more verticality and some more aggressive runs and take a little bit of a risk now with the new attacking pieces. But I sure hope it's not going to be the inverted winger, 8 million passes, center backs touching the ball more than everybody else, side-to-side stuff. You're going to have to play some kind of an entertaining game. And by the way, you want to get fans back from the competitive side of it. You want to do your job. You got to have an entertaining team out there, and you got to score goals at home. People come to games to see goals. They understand what that is. Bogusz, by the way, when he was at LAFC in 2024, was scoring a goal every two games. Cruz Azul, where the Dynamo got him from, he was injured down there. He struggled a lot. Felipe Andrade, I think, is injured. So Nick Markanić is probably now the backup to Ponce, even though he scored more goals in preseason. Franco Negri could play into this heavily now. I don't know much about him. Haven't seen him play. But, you know, when you look at these guys and you see the clubs they're at, they're accomplished soccer players, all of them. They were good pickups, I would think. Now we got to see how they perform. Now we got to see how the team's put together. And, you know, we're not waiting for next year. The team's got to be put together this year because it turns over all the time. And, you know, the rhetoric has got to be about ambition, winning, but this is a selling club. I think until we hear otherwise from the Dynamo, you will continue to see these types of sales when $1 million is on the table. This owner is going to want to grab it and bank it and hope his team makes the playoffs. This is not the mentality of Inter Miami. This is not the mentality of LAFC. It's not the mentality of the top five teams in the league. We have to understand that. And that can be done by owners within the rules of this league. You know, how do we know that these deals aren't being cut to satisfy the owner? Hey, you know, Asher Mendelsohn and everybody who puts these deals together. How do we know these aren't being done for the owner from a financial perspective? Hey, I want to look good. I want to make this deal so the owner's happy with it. You never know. This stuff happens in MLS. So it's a little conspiracy. But they didn't have to sell any of these players. There's ways of keeping them. If you want to win titles and you want to get consistency, there's ways of keeping them. So, there you go. Oh, Barcelona's under heavy, heavy pressure. Real Madrid got it done in the Champions League. Thomas Frank was sacked at Tottenham. Igor Tudor will take over. West Ham almost got beaten by Burton Albion. This is my guy from the White Stripes, Jack White. I like the rawness of this. You do too, Brian, because this is kind of your band.
Yeah, I like that. I like
it's kind of Black Keys-y, right?
What was that?
It's kind of like the Black Keys.
Yeah, the guitar sounds somewhere, I would say.
Yeah. All right. I think with that, we're going to take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Victor Ariza is going to join us here in a minute. Hey, quick word here for Slip Sliders. 1802 Bins. Head on down there. It's a great spot. Proteins, beef, chicken. They're made to order. Seafood. Made to order. Slip Sliders are the best. And when you're down there at the zoo, you're in the Herman Park, you might be at the museums, head over to Slip Sliders. They're creative. I like the buffalo and blue, too. It's got the blue cheese and a buffalo sauce. It's got a little bit of bite to it. Take a break. We're going to come back. Victor Ariza, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5. Soccer Matters
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Brian McDonald, somebody get me a tropical drink. I want to start dancing to the sounds of Africa, football fan.
Go ahead and stand up and dance. Don't
stop. We could be on the beach with this. Such a great song. I played some really good Francis Bebe Nigerian electronica on this show, and you'll know the song, the Cola song.
Cola song.
Yeah. It's incredible stuff, and it's goes way back. It's kind of cool. All right, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, Daspit Law Firm. We're back. Quick reminder here about a couple of things. And then we're going to get to our guests. Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Soc, at Soccer Matters GD. By the way, we're doing a whole lot more on YouTube Soccer Matters, TikTok Soccer Matters. Believe it or not, we're getting a ton of looks with our weekly videos. And we're looking forward each and every week to putting them out. Facebook Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters, LinkedIn Glenn Davis. So you can do me a big favor. I won't be there Saturday, but what you can do is you can comment. You can even have a heavy opinion and criticize me if you didn't like something or ask for more. But engage. That means a lot. And the reposts mean a heck of a lot. All right, let's go now. CONCACAF writer, great supporter of this show. He is Victor Ariza. He joins us now. Hi, Victor.
Hey, Glenn. Always a pleasure to be on.
All right, let's get you right into it. Griffin Dorsey, big deal today here. A lot of fans are weighing in on this. There's a lot of people wondering, this is the, I guess, the redo of Mikael right before the start of the season. How about your thought?
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it is. It kind of sprung up on everybody. And it's Listen, I think people, when you go through the deal and you can call it good business, but I think the question that arises, it's what's the intention here, right? Is it to win a championship? Is it to go for an MLS Cup? Because if it is, you know, you put this work in preseason, especially with Griffin Dorsey as part of this formation where it seems like, you know, there were five at the back at times, him on one side and Ali on the other. And now you sort of, you know, break that up. You don't even get to see it to start the year. And, you know, we'll see who ends up going in that spot. Obviously, you know, we know Dorsey's speed and what he brought and what he could be when he was playing at his best. And here's another one with Hector Herrera back. You would think, hey, that's a guy that could probably light a fire under this guy and lift him up like he did in 2023. So I was excited to see Dorsey a little bit just from that aspect. But listen, Orlando, depending on what they do, I mean, they might have gotten a bargain because they can slot him right in. It'll be good for him because it's a different environment. But again, it begs the question, especially, like you said, after last year with the Mikael situation, what is the Dynamo doing? What is the plan? Why make this move so close to the start of the season? And we can get into, you know, playoff system and it allows you to do that. But just, you know, if you want a challenge for a top four, right?
It's just make the playoffs, though, Victor. That's the word we always hear. Just make the playoffs. 18 out of 30 make it. Just make the playoffs.
And listen, I'm going to try to, you know, because there's two media availabilities on Friday, one with the owner down at the stadium, and then I think Olsen's will be separate at HSP, if I'm not mistaken. So, but I'm going to try to ask Ben Olsen this week, you know, is this club aiming for a supporter shield? Are they even going to try to go up and you know, punch to the top of the standings just at least to see their chances, right? Or is this sort of a team that, like last year, is just going to try to find itself throughout the year?
Yeah, the club's communication from leadership is too nebulous, and that's why it makes it hard to figure out, you know, what is the vision? What are we doing? I'm going to say this is a selling club. I'm going to say Brazil is very popular in South America, like it is with a lot of teams, including Orlando. I'm going to say that if there's an opportunity to make $1 million at any time, this owner wants that cash, and it doesn't matter. You guys then have to put the team together. So this is, we're going to get $1 million in GAM and whatever else. It's valuable. It's valuable. But you now are going to try to make do with changes in your team. And a guy that honestly was game planned for every time last year simply because of his power in running. He did slightly get better in his delivery. Kind of dropped down a little bit last year. But now you're going to hear fans, you know, placating and going, oh, well, you know, he really wasn't that good. He's not a defender, by the way. He's a midfielder. Defending is his least strength. Right? His ability to get forward and pressure and get up the field, that's his strength. And I did see him from the time Tab Ramos was playing him, Victor. I saw, and I think a lot of people saw, him get a little bit more polished. Did he get where he needs to get? No, I don't think so. But nonetheless, he's very effective, and people had to worry about him in games. I mean, the man has a motor that's unbelievable, probably has three lungs.
Yeah, and he could shoot, and I think when he, you know, when he wanted to go for goal, I would have liked to seen him in here in Houston go for goal a little more. I think we got a bit of a taste in a few of those seasons, but we didn't really, you know, there was a time, listen, I got frustrated when I watched this team, and then, you know, I see Dorsey, and he has open space, and he cuts back to wait for the rest of the team to catch up. I mean, these are the kinds of things where I'd like to see them more proactive in attack, but look, it's all done. He was one of the, you mentioned he was here when Tab Ramos was here, so he's one of the longer tenured players. You know, again, star building and making, you know, going into the community, he was one of the most popular guys, and that's all on his own too. That's something you lose now. You know, we've seen it over the years where, you know, some of these players get shipped off, and that also hurts the club as far as, you know, fans get attached, and then they wonder why, you know, again, what's the point of some of these moves? And, you know, that's part of the community aspect as well. So But we'll see who they replace him with. You know, the only ideal situation.
Yeah, and by the way, we haven't heard the Dynamo. The Dynamo haven't announced it yet, Victor, and neither has Orlando.
Right, but it's been reported by Tom Bogert, who we know is an MLS insider, has a link. So it's only a matter of time till this gets announced. And look, we this may not even get announced till till Saturday, the start of the season. But we pretty much know if it's being reported by Bogert, it's all but sure.
Okay, so what does it say to you? You mentioned the ambition. I took an angle that's kind of interesting here, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I think when people get positions of sporting director and, you know, you're known as the deal maker and the guy with the computer like Asher Mendelson, and we're doing all this data stuff, you know, it's always a feather in your cap when you do a deal and you make your owner money. And my worry is that, hey, you know, are we doing things simply to make money for the owner and make him happy and keep our jobs? Or are we doing things and making decisions that are based on trying to want to win championships? And I think you're going to hear later on today, I've got Buzz Carrick on, and he's going to talk about FC Dallas. And you're going to almost hear him talking about the Houston Dynamo when it comes to just spend and where they're going to sit. And, you know, I hope it's going to get better, but I just don't see it right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but at least FC Dallas develops players. At least they've
not lately. I don't know about lately. I don't know about lately. But they've got their own
problems. Either way, and again, you know, I mentioned the tenure of Dorsey just to go at. You know, so what is the plan? What is it? Like you said, you know, there hasn't been, you know, really anything about, well, you know, we're going for a 3-year span or we're at a 5-year plan or something like that. Look, the feather in the cap thing, it's MLS Cup titles, right? In this league, if you really want to be the best, if you're really going for success, that's the marker right there. It's not the Open Cups. Those are nice for the fans to have something to celebrate. You're supposed to be shooting for MLS Cup, and right now that you got Messi in the league, you're supposed to be shooting to at least make the MLS Cup final, be associated with, you know, one of the top players in the history of the sport. If he makes it to the final like he did the last year.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see them again shoot for. But instead, we're happy to make the playoffs or just shoot for that.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to say they're trying to win the MLS Cup. It raises the bar too high. And that's I think that's where I find it a little disrespectful sometimes, a lot of the rhetoric, because we deserve better down here. I mean, explain to us what we're trying to do, what our vision is. Where is the bar set? Now we can only look at what the owner does. He likes to sell. So that's a part of the game these days, but it seems always to be a detriment towards the end game. And the year they should have went for it was 2024, and they sat on it. That was the year to try and win it and go get a really big piece next to Hector Herrera. Victor, thanks so much for coming on. As always, we appreciate your authenticity and telling it from the heart. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, Glenn.
All right. Victor Ariza. We do need some people to speak in the media. By the way, there was 32 people at the media game. Where are they? What are the outlets? I know, listen, and I'm all thumbs up on the podcast community and everybody covering the team, but we do need more real coverage. Most people would want me to be rah-rahing it today, but I think we have to look at what was breaking news, Griffin Dorsey leaving, big piece of the Dynamo attack in the last couple of years, fan favorite. We have to talk about it like the NFL, the NBA, right? That's what everybody in MLS says they want. So we gave it to you today. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN, 97.5, hit up Slip Sliders, 1802 Bins.
Independent voice for sports talk.